And joining me live today with the South Lincoln County Economic Development Coalition, that's Robert King. He's the chairman of the coalition, and newly hired liaison Stephen Allen also on the air with us right now. Robert's in studio. Stephen joining us over the phone. Robert, Stephen, good morning. How are both of you today?
Good morning.
Oh, there we go. Stephen, let's try that again. Do we got you now?
Good morning.
Hey, there we go. Got to have the right button pushed, apparently. So, no, appreciate both of you being on the air today to talk about the South Lincoln County Economic Development Coalition. Robert, let's start with you and talk about what this coalition is and how it all came about as chairman of this group. Tell us what this is here.
Well, basically, what we do is we are looking at all the diversification. We started off as the Kemmer Area Diversification Committee, working underneath South Lincoln Economic Development as a working group. A lot of those folks are the same ones that are on the Economic Development Board. And the goal, of course, is to look at how we can diversify, still using coal, but diversify. And so some of the things we're looking at, of course, are hydrogen energy. Some of them are using coal to go to carbon capture, carbon fiber. And then another company that is started building down there is Tri-Site, which is a humate fertilizer or soil conditioner. So what we're trying to do is diversify the economy of South Lincoln County and kind of offset the lacking use of coal. There's many industries that can still continue to use coal, and we certainly want to push those as well.
So if I'm understanding correctly, the purpose of this coalition maybe isn't so much as the planning infrastructure of what's happening in South Lincoln as far as preparing for these industries, but trying to attract the industries. Is that correct?
It's both, actually. Okay. We're trying to look at bringing in other industries and preparing for what's coming, because of course, with TerraPower and the impact of those people that are coming here to work, it's going to be significant for the entire area. It's not just Kemmer or Diamondville, but it's all South Lincoln County. When you look at 2,000 workers coming in at one point, that's going to be significant impact.
Absolutely. That's Robert King, chairman of the South Lincoln County Economic Development Coalition. Also joining us is Stephen Allen, who was recently brought on to be a liaison for this coalition. And Stephen, let's just get to know you a little. Tell us about your background and what brought you to South Lincoln County to be a part of this coalition.
Sure. I actually live in Sweetwater County and have been a part of economic development in Southwest Wyoming for about 20, 30 years. I was on the Rock Spring City Council back in the 90s. I've been consulting the last 20 years in three of the western states, primarily in healthcare and building surgical centers and recruiting groups to come in and participate in those organizations and building them from scratch. So this was a great opportunity for me to help and continue that work in Southwest Wyoming. My wife's family's been here since 1892, so, you know, we're a part of the institution, and we want to see it grow and want to grow properly for the benefit of all the residents. And this is a huge impact and a great opportunity to be a part of something that's going to really be great for South Lincoln County. I think some of the, you know, my role, of course, is to really bring all the parties and stakeholders together and build the bridges of communication so that when we're working on things, everybody's getting exactly the information they need correctly so that they can make decisions as they go to develop, whether it's infrastructure or we're bringing in viable, good businesses. You know, you can't just go out and shotgun and expect businesses to move here. They've got to be co-located and they've got to have some connection to who you're bringing in. I think some of the exciting things is we've talked about Tri-Site, but Glenrock Energy also is looking at developing ammonia. Rainfire is another one. And beyond that, you have the ExxonMobil and you have the Williams development and that growth. Some of the key elements that the role I'm going to play is really making connections to groups that help us do that planning for that infrastructure and also bring those things in. And I just wanted to speak real quickly about at the local level, of course, we have the Lincoln County Raise Planning Grant we're working with Mary Crosby on. But at the state level, we're working with Wyoming Business Council with their insight group to identify developable land for potential manufacturers. Were the ARPA grants with the State Lands Investment Board are back open for water and sewer applications. That just came up in last week. At the national level, I'm working with NACO and the Building Resilient Economies and Coal Communities, and of course, also at the national level, the Interagency Working Group on Coal and Power Plant Communities for Economic Revitalization. So all of those programs have great ideas for us, and then I've got to filter those out and kind of say, how do they fit in the kind of industries we want to bring in that support the ones that have already said they're coming. So hopefully that gives you a quick snapshot, Duke.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot going on.
A lot.
And being from Sweetwater County, Stephen, you're well aware of the outlook that was for Southwest Wyoming just a couple of years ago, and kind of how things have taken a complete turnaround as far as the outlook goes. And what's your perception on that, being from Sweetwater County and knowing the energy industry that's there and other places like Kemmer and Diamondville and the other portions of Southwest Wyoming? Give us your perspective on that complete turnaround from where it was in 2020.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to see, I think, if you look at the Craig report, we're coming out of that 8-year cycle that Wyoming always goes through in boom and bust. And I think 2023 is going to be fairly slow, but we're going to see a lot of energy put into Southwest Wyoming in 2024, 2025, not just what's going on up here. The disadvantage of what happened at Sweetwater County is we had all of this growth in gas and oil, and now we've got all these empty buildings. On the one hand, that's positive for them because they have places for manufacturers to go, but you have a lot of empty buildings. And so, you know, we want to be sure that the growth that we have in South Lincoln County is done right, is long-term, and is all stable, building jobs for the community.
So what are some of the specifics, Stephen? You mentioned kind of an overview of everything that's going on in the industries and trying to prepare for that with the infrastructure-wise. I guess what is priority one right now for you as far as what you're working on and hoping to accomplish?
Well, the first priority, obviously, is to follow up with all these organizations that I listed to see the opportunities. A lot of that is informational, technical advice. And that's what we're doing right now, is information gathering and developing. You know, as we know that we've got Glenrock, Tri-Site, Great Fire, Terra coming, the good thing is they're not all coming at once. So when we look at the initial growth, potentially Great Fire and Tri-Site are going to be our first that really bring in some of those early workers. Terra Power is bringing in their first on-site person in the fall. I talked to him 2 weeks ago. He's excited to be on site, but we also know that Bechtel's got that construction period. And so over these next 2 years, they're going to be doing a lot of earthwork, dirt work, and that arc of increasing employees is really slow for them. So this really buys us time to evaluate it properly and to plan properly. And not just go out there and say, we're going to put a building here, we're going to put a building there, we're going to put an industrial site here, and everybody's going to come in. And then all of a sudden, when the interest dries up, you know, we're left with empty buildings. That's not something we want. We want to be sure these are long-term partners and quality stakeholders for the long term in South Lincoln County.
That's a liaison for the South Lincoln County Economic Development Coalition, Stephen Allen. Also in studio today is chairman of the coalition, Robert King. Robert, this is a good thing going here, it sounds like. Anything else about this coalition you'd like to mention while we have you?
You know, basically we've got an awful lot going on, as Stephen said. We also have other industries that are looking as well. We continue to work with Exxon and their carbon capture project that's coming along, as well as the solar project there just south of Kemmer by about 8 miles. That we think is going to move forward as well. So, yeah, the whole area is looking at some growth that's going to be very positive.
And, Stephen, anything else from you about this coalition and what you're working on a day-to-day basis you'd like to mention?
I would just say that I am absolutely impressed at the commitment and quality of people we're working in with South Lincoln County, and even the commissioners in Lincoln County. I was at a commissioner meeting the last commissioner meeting, and just the great support and earnest drive that everybody wants to do and be in partnership with this and moving it forward. So I appreciate all that support, and I think we're going to do great things. I'm excited.
That's Robert King, chairman of the South Lincoln County Economic Development Coalition, and liaison Stephen Allen with us live today. It's all part of the weekday wake-up on the SVI Radio Network.